Tuesday, November 13th, Mark here. Something fun and funny I want to tell you that happened over the last couple of days. If you've been tracking with me, most of you know that one of my best friends, who's like a brother to me, his name's Steve, got married to his sweet wife, Susie, a couple weeks ago. But they, when they were getting ready for the wedding, they had gone, you know, to the tasting to choose the food for their reception. And one of the things, well, let me give you the menu, like, real quick. The soup was a butternut squash that had pumpkin and ginger in it, which was really great, and a salad. And the appetizers were great. I wish I could remember all of them. I know there were bacon-wrapped scallops. There were, I think they were mushroom risotto balls. There was a, I think it was a crostini of some sort. And there was one more, and I always forget what the other one was. But it was great hors d'oeuvres, great soup. The salad was fine. And then the main entree, you had a choice of either salmon or filet mignon. And I actually did get to taste both, and they were outstanding. But for the wedding cake, Steve had told me that they had gotten a taste of different cakes, and they all... it was Steve and Susie, Steve's daughter Darian, and Susie's parents, I believe. And they all had agreed on this cake. It was a four-layer cake. It was a layer of banana cake. And it was like a banana bread cake, so it wasn't actual banana filling. So it was a banana cake with a caramel buttercream and then a regular, I think it was a white cake, and then more cream, and there was alternating layers. Anyway, the cake was so great that I had to try and replicate it. And so over the weekend, I did some research to try to do a version of it, and I did a two-layer cake. So one was banana, and one was white cake. And the process was you know, of course, a long process for to mix it all, bake it all, make the frosting and everything. Long story short, which I know it's a long story already, but it was the cake, the banana part turned out great. The white cake kind of fell apart on me when I tried to put the icing on, but other than that, once it had all set and all the frosting, the buttercream had set in the fridge, it actually turned out really great. And so I shared it with Steve today. He had come into work for us to do a project. I had given it to a couple of friends, and it's really not necessarily a reflection on me personally, but that cake really did turn out amazingly well. So I think I'm going to try to make it again over the holidays for some family events. But anyway, it was just exciting because I got to replicate my best friend's wedding cake, and it was kind of a fun process to do. So this is probably my longest audio blog so far in this November project, but hope you guys are having a great week, and I will talk at you tomorrow.